Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. We have quite a show for you today. All of the all the mics are working. All of the switchboard is up, doing just fine. So we're going to let it all hang out there for today. Now, normally I wait a half an hour before I allow guests to call in, but today you can interrupt me or stop me at any time you want, okay? Because I think this is a very good topic, something that we really need to get into, something that we really need to talk about as much as possible, because everything that we had as far as black people are concerned, I use the term black loosely because that we've been programmed with that word for so much, and most of us know what I mean when I'm talking about black people. And not only black people, but the whole world in general has been misled and misinformed about so many different things. And I'm here to just set the record straight, okay? I'm just here to give you a different thought process. We don't get into right or wrong, who's right, who's wrong, who may be this and who may be that. We don't go into all that. I just give you the thought process. And if you want to chime in and give me a different thought process on how you think about it, what you think about it, that's fine too. But I understand I'm not going to debate the issue with you. We don't debate the issues here. We just give our thought process up. And if you want somebody, if somebody has the same thought process that you have, you can leave your number and we will get back. And they can get back to you and y'all can converse back and forth. Or maybe they might want to join your group or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But we don't get into the argumentative thing back and forth because that's not productive, okay? everybody's going to have different opinions about different things, so that's how we roll, all right? Now, naturally, I always start off with love. But I'm going to do love pretty short today because I want to get right into the topic at hand and spend as much time on it as possible. I just want to let you know that love is an act that makes us feel good. Okay? If you're going to commit an act and it doesn't make the other person feel good, don't commit the act, okay? Because then you're not loving the person, see? Understanding love like that, meaning standing under that particular type of information, understanding love like that will help you understand what the Bible meant when it said, love your enemies. Because you can treat a person and make them feel good whether you like them or not, okay? And that's loving your enemy. In fact, if you treat your enemy enough, making them feel good, they might wind up becoming your friend, okay? So I just want to drop that little tidbit. Now, that takes us right into the culture aspect of the show today. This is very important. This is why I want to spend as much time on it as possible today, because our culture has been hoodwinked. Our culture has been bamboozled, as a noted brother used to say. We're talking about Brother Malcolm. They have stolen. I'm talking about the 1%. Now I use the term 1% because everybody that's a part of the 1% is not part of the Illuminati or the Bilderbergs or the Skull and Bones or the Trilateral Group and all that stuff. They're not part. Everybody's not part of those groups. All the 1% are not part of those groups, but all the 1% are 1%ers. Now 1%ers, they're controlling the planet, and they are functioning under two different cultures. They're pushing your culture at you, but not so that you'll understand what it is. And they're functioning under another culture, whereas they feel as though they might be above the culture that they've stolen. Okay? Now, we start off with the Europeans because they came, using the term European lightly too, because we know what happened in Europe and all that, those who fully understand the history of the Black Queen Europa and what happened and all that, you know. But if you don't, then you can look it up. You can Google it, okay? But when I say Europeans, I'm talking about the whites, that have first, when they first came in to Africa trying to find out what was going on, you know? And when they came, they saw something that was so beautiful, it just blew their minds. They said, these people, they don't steal, they don't rob, they don't cheat each other. What culture are these people under that can get the people to be that much in control of themselves? Because when they first came in, there were no jails in Africa. We didn't lock people up because there was no need to, because people knew who they were. And under the culture that we were raised, we were able to control ourselves and our actions on a day-to-day basis. This was unimaginable by them when they first came to Africa, because they had to force people to control themselves, whereas force was not necessary for us to control ourselves, okay, because of the culture that we were raised under. They didn't go to Africa to steal how you dance and how you jumped around and how much, you know, and your athletic ability and how well you sung and all that. They didn't go to steal that, because that didn't help them run the world. They wanted to find out, how did these people set up a global network, a global economy, because that's what was going on at the time. There was a global empire being run, coming from the Americas. That's what it was called. Coming from the Americas, it actually started with the with the Sumerians, and they set the whole system up all throughout the planet. You know, although we tweaked it, and we tweaked it, and we tweaked it, and it literally destroyed the pure system that the Lemurians had set up. Okay, so when they came to Africa and they saw this wonderful culture, they said, "Boy." To control, for the people to have that much control over themselves, that's absolutely amazing. So we have to learn this culture. So what they did, they went into the institutions, the African institutions, and they learned the culture, okay? Now, what did they actually learn? The first part of the culture taught them who they were, right? Now, this is what blew their mind. When they learned that there's nobody sitting up in a chair looking down on them, judging them for what they do, that they are the power of the planet, and that the power flows through them, which made them God, talking about conscious energy formed their flesh. And when they found out, oh, man, you mean irregardless of the fact that I'm a white boy, I could be God too? Yes. And when they learned that, they begin flipping the script, because see, you can't function properly under your culture unless you understand who you are. You have to know who you are. As a God, you have power to control your actions. Now, what makes you a God? Okay, not that you can just throw lightning bolts and all that kind of stuff. That's just the hype that they've been passing down to you. But you have enough power to control this physical body, which is, okay, now get ready for this, which is your slave. Wait a minute. How can the physical body be my slave? That physical body will do whatever you tell it to do. Understand, you are a slave master. You are the master of the slave. Now, just because the slave wants hot dogs in the morning, you don't have to give it hot dogs in the morning. You can give it what it's supposed to have, just like you do with your children. You don't give your children pizza all day long for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You know, that's no good for them. So the children have to eat what you give them, because they don't have no choice, you know, because you're feeding them. And it's the same thing with that physical body. That physical body will do whatever you tell it to do. This is the first thing that you have. This is the first thought process that you have to begin to engage in if you're going to connect back with your ancestors. Some of you are the ancestors, and as we go along, as I begin to talk more and more, you begin to understand that a little better. But the thought process that I'm giving you now will take you back to the thought process that you had when you were building pyramids, okay? When you were traveling amongst the stars through your portals, all right? Because you was using all this stuff, okay? when you was dealing with, when you were making machines. This is before the guy that they said threw the kite up there. I don't know where they got that nonsense from. Where back in Egypt, they had machines that they were making clothes that ran off of electricity, and they were actually doing electroplating on material. This was when you're under your proper culture. When once you're under your proper culture, you realize that nobody can control this slave but you unless you allow it. That's the physical body, all right? Now, we're talking about conscious energy formed in flesh. This is what we're talking about. Everybody walk around talking about the spirit this and the spirit that, and but they don't actually think in terms of being a spiritual being. You see what I'm saying? You, because they have you, thinking, oh, well, I'm a man. This is how a man is supposed to act. Oh, well, I'm a woman. This is how a woman is supposed to act. This is what a woman is supposed to do. But you're not a man. You're not a woman. You are conscious energy functioning in that particular shell. That's the shell that you're dealing with. It ain't going to be here for so long, okay? You've been here for hundreds of years, okay? If I could look at your palm, I could tell you exactly how long you've been here because it's written in your palm for those who understand palmistry. But you've been here for hundreds of years, and this shell is only going to be here for a little bit of time. You are actually functioning in the shell. You are conscious energy functioning in the shell, okay? And once you start thinking of yourself as a spiritual being, not a physical being, you begin to reconnect with the spiritual aspect of the cosmos. You begin to reconnect with your ancestors. That's how this thing works. But as long as you're thinking, oh, I'm a man, I'm a woman, okay, I'm a king, I'm a queen, I'm a president, I'm this and I'm that, you're thinking along the physical line. And as long as you're thinking along the physical line, you can't come back into your true power, all right? You cannot come back into your true power as long as you're thinking along the physical line. See what I'm saying? That brings us back to the culture, all right? Your culture is reap what you sow, but I'm going to say it the way it actually supposed to be said. Your culture is sow in sin. That's the culture. Sow in sin. Wait a minute. Sin is bad. No, sin is not bad. That's the hype. Sin is the results that you get from sowing. It's sowing sin. Now, if you understand that sin is not good or bad, it's just the results you get back from sowing, you can understand the passage, we were all born in sin. Because coming as the son of man, all right, that means a man and woman get together, coming like that, that means you are here as a result of you and a female getting together sowing the seeds. You know what I'm saying? So you're sinning. Baby is the sin that comes out from the seed, but the baby's not bad. There's nothing wrong with the baby. You have just birthed a little God. You see what I'm saying? They have everything all turned around backwards so that you don't actually know what's going on, okay? Oh, they keep saying, I was created. I was created to do this. No, that's another misconception. I'm just giving you the whole thought process so that you can begin to see how they have tricked you into giving up your culture. And they're using your culture. They've tricked you into giving up your culture, and you're not teaching your culture to your children. This is why your children are going to jail, because they're living outside of their culture. And any time a people live outside of their culture, they're not going to rise to the height of any doggone thing because they're functioning outside of their culture. Okay? Now, let's talk about this culture. Your culture is so in sin. Now, I've explained why sin is not bad. It's just the results that you get from your sowing. It's supposed to be so in sin. Okay, that's why some of the passages that they say in the Bible don't make no sense. You know, we're all born in sin, shaped in that don't make absolutely no sense unless you understand your culture. once you begin to see your culture, the whole book of the Bible, which your ancestors, as far as I'm talking to black people now, your ancestors, every book in that Bible was written by black people, was that book was given to you to guide you into the future. It's telling you all the mistakes that we made, the things that we did wrong, and these are the results of what happened from the sowing that we did, okay? Especially when it came down to the kings and queens and all that, you weren't supposed to go there, all right? You're supposed to stay as God, remain as God, and as God, you begin to build a power base because, well, it's something that they're saying now, what you think about, you bring about. Just read what you saw. Then they give you this thing called the secret. Oh, boy, let me tell you the secret. The secret is read what you sow. When you begin to put your culture on the stuff that they're saying, you'll see that they're only giving back to you what you already had, and they pat themselves on the back, give themselves Nobel Peace Prizes and all that stuff, but because you don't know who you are, you have to accept the fact that you are a God, and you have to accept the fact that you were not created. You are an extension. You are the universe expanding itself. Once you can see those three things, then you can begin to understand your culture. I don't care what they're doing. They got this word called science, okay? Science is the act of reaping what you're sowing. You put two chemicals together, you're going to get a reaction. That's read what you sow. You put math on the reaction to control the reaction. Rocket science. Two chemicals together, you're going to get an explosion. You build something to control the explosion, and you got a rocket going up in the sky. Oh, boy, that's pretty simple. They say, well, it's not rocket science because they make everything complicated for you because you don't understand because you've gotten away from your culture. That's what's going on. Dr. Sabian figured out something. There's no not a whole bunch of disease, just one disease. All the diseases come from you getting too much mucus in your system. Most of the diseases are mucus-based, okay? Simple. He said that's why he didn't go to medical school, because they don't cure anything. He went back to his own culture, went back inside himself, peace be still, to get the information that he needed. Now, here comes the juicy part. How did they steal your culture and you don't know that they took it? Understand what I'm saying? First of all, they told you you were created. That's the first misnomer. Now think about this. I don't care what religion you get into, what religion you join, the first thing they tell you that you were created. And every one of them got a creator for you, okay? Because they don't want you to think in terms of yourself as being a creator, being able to create the societies and the environment that you want because you can. But they don't want that thought process in your mind, okay? That's the first thing they tell you, okay? Now you're less than and not equal to something. Now, check this out. The 1%, I'll explain why I use the term 1%. Well, for those of you just chiming in, I'll explain again. I use the term 1% because all of the 1%ers are not Illuminati, Bilderberg, Skull and Bones. You got 1% in every continent all over the planet, all right? There, if you go to any country, any city, the 1% are running the countries in the city, and the poor people are in trouble. You follow what I'm saying? Because this is the culture of the 1%. The 1%, they know that they are God, and they function like a God. Now, when somebody commits a crime, okay, reap what you sow, it's up to God to make them pay for that crime. So if you think it's God sitting up in a chair someplace, you think someone else going to make them pay. But when you start thinking in terms of I'm God, then it's your responsibility to make them pay for the crimes that they're doing. Oh, they don't want you to go there. They do not want that thought process. But think about it. That's the thought process that they have on you. You go out here and throw a brick through a window, you got to pay for your crime. There's no God coming from up in the sky to get you. They send the popo after you. Their God, they're going to make you pay for your crime, right? How can they make you pay for their crime and you can't make them pay for their crimes? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because they're functioning as God and thinking in terms of you as what they call commoners or basically slaves. That's what you are. That's how they function with you, because they know that the physical body is a slave. And they don't want you to take mastery over this body. They want to tell you what to feed it, what to have it see on television, what kind of entertainment, what to be, what to do. They want to tell you what to do with that slave that you are in total control over. You can tell that body right now to go jump off the highest building on the planet. It's going to jump. It's going to remind you, yo, man, I'm going to jump, but this is going to hurt. So it's going to hurt. You understand what I'm saying? But this is how they're stealing your culture. They have become your gods, whether you like it or not, whether you can see it or not. But think about what I'm saying. They have become your gods. And when you commit a crime under the culture of reap what you sow, it's up to God to make you pay for your crime. You follow what I'm saying? So since they're in the position of God, right, they have set up institutions to make you pay for your crime. You see what I'm saying? Because they know who they are. You don't know who you are. Now, under their culture, now there's a difference between your culture and the 1%'s culture. The 1% have themselves sitting in the position of the Almighty. And you can make me pay. If you can make me pay for my crime, I'll pay for it. But you have to make me pay for the crime. That's the way they have you too. If you can rob and get away with it, you'll do it. You know what I mean? You got a lot of people out here robbing, stealing, murdering, getting away with their crime because nobody's there to make them pay for it. But that the Queen has committed numerous crimes all over the planet. You know, between slavery and every doggone thing else. Go try to lock her up. Boy, you got a problem trying to lock her up, you know? Look at the lies and the crimes that Trump is doing right now. Go lock him up and see how far you get. You understand what I'm saying? Because as a God, you've never thought of yourself as a person responsible for bringing these people to justice. You never thought about that because you've never thought about who you are. You think you belong to some landmass out here. Oh, well, I'm an African. Oh, I'm an Asian. I'm a Frenchman. The land don't determine who you are because you are actually the ones who made the land. You didn't create the land, but you made the land. You put this stuff together, all of this here, the systems. You put it all together. That's who you are. You feel me? Now, they don't – oh, where am I at here? Oh, boy, time is flying. This is such an important subject. I want to thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much. But this is such an important topic because only by embracing our culture will begin to get out of the mess that we're in. Only by teaching our children the culture directly will you begin to empty the jails, because the children know that they're carrying power, okay, and that they reap what they sow. They know that, okay, that they reap what they sow. And if you can teach your children that they reap what they sow, they begin to monitor their actions. Well, I'm not going to lie on nobody because I don't want anybody lying on me. I'm not going to steal from nobody because I don't want anybody to steal my stuff. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to kill nobody because I don't want nobody killing me. That's the reap what you sow culture. You know what I'm saying? When you're in the kitchen cooking, all right, it's reap what you sow. You're putting chemicals together that make food taste good. Everything that you do in the kitchen creates a reaction. You get an action and reaction from the food and what you're making. If you do it a certain way, put the right seasoning in, man, that food tastes good. Do it the wrong way, the food tastes a mess. You're actually practicing chemistry, and you should teach this to your children. This is chemistry. We're not just cooking. We're practicing chemistry, okay? I'm putting a little salt in this because the salt lowers the temperature of the water and it cooks faster. That's chemistry, you know what I'm saying? And if you put – then you can start teaching your children mathematics while you're teaching them school. You see what I'm saying? Because you put the math on the meals – on the ingredients so that you can have it come out a certain way every time. The body is the same way. Action and reaction. whatever food you put in, you're going to get a reaction from the food that you put in. You want a proper reaction? Put the proper food in, okay? People that don't eat shellfish, now they know that the shellfish gave them a heck of a reaction, so they don't eat that no more. They tell a slave, oh, no, I'm sorry, slave, you can't have that. And if you don't give it to that slave, I don't care how much craving that slave do, it's not going to get it. You see what I'm saying? You have to realize that you are the slave master, okay? Now, right now, I'd just like to take a little break here for a few minutes and acknowledge a couple of shows that I listen to because I think there's some pretty good shows, you know? We got a Sister Hera show that comes on from 6 to 8 Tuesday through Friday, okay? And it's a pretty good show. She talked about some really good things. I really like her on Wednesday when Dr. Jones be on there. He talked about some pretty nice stuff, too. Her number is 977-889-8059, okay? And then we got our brother Matt. He comes on every Saturday, 6 o'clock. I'll be trying to make his show, but I'll be falling asleep, I'm telling you. His number is 319-527-6199. I see his number on the board, so maybe we'll open his mic in a few minutes. Let him explain a little bit about his show since he's here with us today. Then we got Sister Tammy on YouTube. She has a spoken word, and that's a pretty good show. She says some pretty nice things, you know. And so while I got a minute here, and while we pause in here, let's see here. Wait, let me scroll down. Oh, there it is. Okay. I'm going to open Brother Mac's mic up and let him explain a little bit about his show and what they talk about on Saturday. Okay. Brother Mac, can you hear me?
I can, Brother Raheem. Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, the switchboard is open. Sorry, yeah, my switchboard working today, so that's good. I was wondering if you'd like to give a little shout-out about your show and maybe have a comment or something you can make it. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, thank you for your show, Brother Raheem. You certainly give us things to think about that many of us have thought about, but not in the context that you put forward. My show is as yours is an interactive show called Legacy of a Nation. And it's a result of more than 6 years ago when you asked me to be your co-host, and I have been hosting the show ever since, and enjoying it, and learning a lot from it, and maybe even passing on some of the knowledge that I have gained. But my show is every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. And the studio telephone number is 319-527-1699. And that's from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And let me be sure that I've got that number. It's 6. Let's see.
You said 1-6 or 6-1?
6-1. 319-527-6199. Legacy of the Nation.
Okay.
6 p.m. Eastern Time. Every Saturday, rain, shine, sleet, or snow. Thank you so much for the opportunity to let the audience know about my show, and good luck to you in keeping us informed on these vital things that we need to know about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
As my grandfather would say, when I was growing up and I did something that was pleasing to him, I appreciate you, man. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, Brother Mac, very much, and we appreciate you, and I'm glad you were here to, give us a little tidbit about your show. We appreciate that. And also, I'd like to apologize for last week. You're not going to believe this. Your brother caught pneumonia. I was in a hospital with pneumonia last week. That's very interesting. First time I ever caught that, you know. So, but I came through it okay, and I'm realizing that Dr. Sabian died from pneumonia, you know. And then once I did a little research on it, I found out the pneumonia is just an infection.
Yeah.
And there's no reason for anybody to die from an infection, but I found out that 2 million people every year die from pneumonia. And the treatment they gave me some antibiotics, a certain amount of antibiotics for a certain amount of days. And when antibiotics ran out, they said, that's all they do. They don't give you no more. They just do a follow-up. I'm saying, so that means that, I'm just giving a little tidbit out. That means that they're relying on a person's immune system to actually do the curing of the infection. And some people's immune systems don't work. So it seems to me that they would give you something for the immune system. So after I left them, I didn't ask them for no more antibiotics, but I started taking something for my immune system to build my immune system up a little bit because there's no way I should have gotten pneumonia, you know. But I did go off my diet a little bit. I eat a little cheese and stuff like it there. But that still, that shouldn't have done it, you know. I think I'm pretty much over it now, but I took golden seal. It's a great immune builder. Helps you help build your immune system. For those of you who might want to know, just take a couple of them with your meal every now and then to help boost your immune system to keep you from catching colds and things of that nature. Okay. You have something else you want to say?
Well, Brother Elohim, I'm actually a retired respiratory therapist, and the study and treatment of pneumonia and other respiratory related illnesses was my specialty. And there are different causes of pneumonia, but main causes of pneumonia is the result of a weakened immune system, and very often a weakened body. When you are not actually taking deep breaths that cause your lungs to inflate the way that they should often enough, and if you have an organism in there and you're taking short breaths and over an extended period of time, it gives the disease-causing organism time and strength to grow and overwhelm your body.
From my research, I found out too that it's actually a cellular infection. And it affects the cells of the lungs, and which causes the lungs to give off gas and mucus. A lot of times it can come from actually breathing in certain spores, fecal matter. If you actually breathe fecal matter into your lungs, that will cause it, and a few other things. But you can breathe stuff in that would get you to have pneumonia, certain poor spores and stuff. So you have to be careful in your work area and what you're doing. You know, and like you said, I was working pretty hard that week too. I mean, I'm on a 16-hour day, 7-day-a-week schedule. So I was doing that pretty much for a minute because I'm in the process of rehabbing some houses and all that stuff. So so my system was pretty run down, and was off my diet just a little bit, but at any rate, if you do get an infection, one doctor told me I could take antibiotics and probiotics at the same time. I said, okay, thank you, and I walked away because that don't make sense. Because antibiotics kills all the biotics, it kills good and bad, you know. So you can't take them both at the same time. That's non-productive. So, but at any rate, if you do get the infection, I would suggest that you do use some golden seal or something after you run out of the antibiotic regimen that the doctor put you on. Start taking some golden seal with your meal and cut back on mucus forming foods. and that will help you immensely. Okay, that's my recommendation for whatever, you know. Anyhow, back to the topic. We don't want to hide this conversation. We talk about health next week. So back to the topic of culture. Do you have anything to add in reference to culture is concerned?
Well, Brother Elohim, you talk about culture in a way and in a context that I think I myself and most of us don't really think about when I think of culture normally. I would be thinking about people who are foreign from those that I know or know of. For instance, those from the Far East, those in the Middle East, those in Europe. Or Eurasia, those on the continent of Africa. When I think of culture, I think of a people who live and persist and subsist in a way that is peculiar to the to a particular landmass. And I think that you're bringing up a definition or a perception of culture as being the way that a particular group, even group within the groups, act in conjunction with their family members and the extended community. If I understand
right.
it correctly.
Right. Well, see, the thought process that you're engaged in. That's pretty much the thought process that they've given us for all these years.
Right.
There's only actual two cultures on the planet, okay? There's a culture of reap what you sow, and there's a culture of reap and make me sow. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So one culture functions under reap what you sow, and the other culture functions under I can do it. I'll reap what you sow if you make me, you know. So the 1% function under the latter. If you can make them pay for their crime, they'll pay for their crime. But if you can't make them pay for their crime, they're not going to do that. And getting back into the topic, this is how they have been training our children, that if they can get away with it, they go ahead and get away with it. But what they don't understand, what the children don't understand, is that each as a god, when they do something contrary to our culture, they pay for it anyway because it takes them away from the spirituality of the cosmos. Now, this culture,
mm-hmm.
See, when I talk about culture, it's not a black, white, green, pink, or anything culture because it's not land-based, it's not physical. It's spiritual. It's coming from the power that you have and the power that you're carrying. Once we understand that we're carrying this power and how to begin to use this power and stop thinking in terms of our physical, everything physical, and start getting into our spiritual self, then we become more and more powerful and able to do things. Every remedy that I give on the show is for each individual that can start doing right now to get some type of remedy for their problems. The economic thing was the 50% budget. That's just part of the problem because we have so much trouble handling money and dealing with money. And then the village. The village is broken. So we have to reconnect with our village, reconnect with our cousins and friends and family and all that. And we have to, now the hype, we have to get out of the hype, the holiday hype. Oh, man, I can't do Christmas because of Nimrod and because I can't do Easter because of the pagan god Esther, yada, yada. You know, you got some religious groups have us set up so that they don't even do birthday parties. My cousin, we're inviting her to our family birthday party. She can't come because her religion forbids her to do birthday parties. See, what we have done, this is how they have shanghaied our culture. They have the churches, right, and the groups, all the groups that we're in, black groups, white groups, whatever groups that we're a part of, they have become the village. And the families are struggling because the village is not coming together because the groups are the village, you know? And as long as the village is outside of what we're calling the family, you know, or the tribe, then the power base is always going to be with the 1% because we don't have a way to unify. We don't have a way to organize the structure so that we can take control of the finances in certain areas. And this is how they're shanghaiing our culture. They're shanghaiing our culture by not teaching us what the culture is and how to actually use the culture. And this is what we have to get into. And until we get back into our original culture, now this culture is cosmologically based. It's not land-based. It has nothing to do with the way you dance or the way you hunt for cows and sheep and all that. It has nothing to do with that. It's cosmological based because the whole cosmos, when you think about it, now just think about this for a minute. The whole cosmos is set up based on reap what you sow. Actually, it's sowing sin. I'm just introducing the word sin to you in a different manner because they've been pushing that word at you as a negative thing for so long that I know you've never even heard of the word sin spoken like this, but I'm giving it to you today, just the different thought processes, because you need to pass this stuff along to the children. Is sowing sin. Sin is the result you get from sowing, okay? So sin is not good and bad. That's just some of the things that I tell the little ones, that there's nothing wrong with medical school. Unless I don't want to be a doctor. If I don't want to be a doctor, medical school is the best place in the world for me to be at, you know? So
yes.
Your choices and what you're trying to do and how you get into what you're doing, you know, has a lot to do with the thought process that you're growing up under. As a God carrying power, you have the power to control the slave that you're traveling in. Okay, you're traveling in this slave, and you are its master. Okay, I see you trying to get in. You want to say something? Go ahead, Matt.
Oh, brother Lee, again, you're raising a point of causing us to look at something that we think that we have familiarity with because we've been hearing it all of our lives. You reap what you sow, and what that meant to me when I was hearing it as a young person was the whipping that I'm giving you is the result of your having been disobedient and not having done your chores, or you're having disobeyed me when I told you not to go out and play in your Sunday clothes, and so you have sown seeds of disobedience, and now you're going to reap the pain of the punishment that you get as a result. Does that make sense as far as my interpretation
See, that's outside of the culture of reap what you sow. See, that's not reap what you sow. See what I'm saying? Under the culture, if the child went out and dirtied those clothes, then now it's time to teach the child how to wash, clean, and iron clothes. You know what I'm saying? So the next time he gets those clothes dirty, you know, they got to come in and scrub them, wash them, you know. But to inflict pain upon the child, see them saying, because the child didn't cause you no pain. So why would you inflict pain on a child? See, that's outside of the culture of read what you saw. You're inflicting you're doing unnecessary harm to the child. See, this is what I'm saying. In our culture, see, we haven't been raised in our culture. There would be a time that you would never inflict pain on a child unless the child inflict pain on someone or someone else. See, so we have to rethink everything that we've been taught, everything that we've been trained to do and think about, because it goes outside of the culture. You follow what I'm saying? And we have to begin to learn the culture again. In order to learn the culture, we have to think about it. We have to really think about it. Why would I inflict pain when none was given out? Why would I murder somebody that when no murder was committed? You know, when no killing was committed, why would I kill somebody else? You know, I mean, once we actually begin to rethink and re-deal with the culture, everything that's coming through the culture, everything that we're saying, everything in this society will begin to make more sense. And we will begin to handle our children better. We begin to handle our neighbors better. We begin to do everything better, and we'll be able to come together more as a village, as a group of people, because the culture will begin to sink in. Now, the problem is, here's the problem right now. How do we get to the children? What do we do to reach the children, to give them, to tell them about this culture? How are we going to get them, how are we going to show them how this culture works when we don't have the power to initiate anything with the children? Okay? So this is where the God factor comes in. You have to be creative. You have to see, because you are a creator. So you can create whatever you need to solve whatever that's going on. So that's just a small example of how we have been, under this culture, we have been raised against our culture, you know. This is why when two couples, they get to arguing, and rather than just keep going back and forth with the words, one of them will strike out and commit and hit the other one with pain. And one of them is like, I'll punch the other one, smack the other one, you know? That goes against the culture. So it's a lot that we have to, I know it's a lot to take in, because the thought process that I'm speaking of right now, the thought process that I'm giving on the radio is actually fun to us, because they have stolen our culture. They're using it, giving it back to us, and charging us money for it. I'm saying we have to pay to get this stuff back now, you know? Go ahead. You have something else you want to say?
Well, yeah, I question our behavior. And when I say our behavior, we descendants of slaves who have been subjected to brutality. It's what we have seen, it's what we have heard, and it's what we have had inflicted on us. And I've noticed that children have a tendency to learn what they see, sometimes much more deeply and quicker than they learn what they are sat down and taught at the knee of a teacher, or what they see written on a chalkboard, or even what they read in a book. But what they see and experience has a tendency to impact them almost on a cellular level, and they in turn tend to pass that behavior on to their offspring, and we're at a point now where we lament that, you know, and I even heard it when I was very young, and said, you know, they just don't make children the way they used to. When I was coming up, a child was to be seen and not heard. And now these children got more to eat than I do. And
all of those, that whole thought process that you're engaged in right now is outside of our culture. Because you weren't raised under our culture. And most of us weren't raised under our culture. And this is why the children are functioning the way they're functioning, because they don't know anything about their culture, you know?
Yeah.
And their culture is given to them in such an abstract manner that they're not sure exactly what it is. I think we only got about 5 more minutes here. So what I want to do, I just want to thank everybody that's on the air, and I really appreciate you calling in. And I'm going to do the commercial one more time so that everybody will know who's who and what's what. This is the Elohim Speaks Sunday. We Sunday. Last Sunday I wasn't here. I had pneumonia, so I have to apologize for that. We here every Sunday at 3 o'clock, and my call in number is 516-453-9230. That's my call in number. And we also have Sister Tehala. Her show comes on from 6 to 8, Tuesday through Friday. Her call in number is 977-889-8059. We have Brother Mac, whom you've listened to. We've just been engaged with in conversation with, and his show is on every Saturday at 6 o'clock. And his call in number is 319-527-6199. And you catch him on Saturday. We only have about 4 minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and make my closing statements here. The talk today was about our culture. They stole it. How did they steal it, and why don't you have it? This is what the culture was all about. And most of us don't understand or know exactly how the culture works. Oh, before I get into that, I would also like to say that I have a CD on the market. I'm a Bible thumper. I have a CD on the market, and it's gospel. I'm singing about Jesus. And it's on YouTube. It's on the Elohim Christ 10 tracks. So if you want to go listen to it and check it out. And it's on CD Baby, Amazon. You can go and buy a copy if you want. I just wanted to throw that out there. Also, if anybody have a comment or something you want to say, we only got about a minute left. I'm going to tell you that you can hit 1 and you can get in and you can talk. If you want to get a shout out right quick, we only got about a minute left. But your culture is cosmological. It's not land-based. You don't have an African culture, Indian culture, Asian culture. You don't have that. Your culture is cosmological, okay? Everything in the universe, cosmos, galaxies, whatever you want to call it, function under reap what you sow. You start putting action and reaction on everything, and you'll see that it all fits under the culture, okay? When they throw that term out, science, that's nothing but action and reaction. For every action, there's even out of that, that's reap what you sow. The secret, that's reap what you sow. What goes on, that's reap what you sow. You follow what I'm saying? What you think about, you bring about, that's reap what you sow. That's your culture giving back to you, but you don't know that it's your culture, and they're charging you for your own culture that they're giving back to you. I'm just running this off. We only got about 60 seconds here.
All right.
But I want – go ahead.
I just wanted to say, Brother Elohim, I'm glad to know that you're back on your feet, and also I'm glad to know why, because last week I thought that you were just taking Mother's Day off because there was no announcement of the show, but I'm glad that you're back and continue to be well, my brother, and prosper.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Mac. And just remember that love is an act to make others feel good. Why? Because that's part of your culture of reap what you sow. Don't commit the act if it's not going to make the other one feel good. Would you like for somebody to commit acts that don't make you feel good? No. We have to start getting back into your culture. Start getting back into the culture of reap what you sow, and begin to pass it to your children. Begin to give this culture to your children, and you'll find that your children won't be sick. The jails will start to empty out after a while, because the children will know, I'm not going to steal. I'm not, the Ten Commandments, that's not a religious thing. That's part of your culture of what you saw. Thou shalt not kill. You don't want nobody to kill you. Don't kill nobody else. Thou shalt not steal. You don't want anybody coming in your house taking your stuff. Don't take their stuff. It's all part of the culture of reap what you sow. It has nothing to do with whatever religion you're in. They're using these things to manipulate and control your slave. The physical body is a slave, and you are its master. You, conscious energy, in that flesh, can make that physical body do whatever you want it to do. You have total control, complete control. This is what being a god is. Being a god means that you can control that slave that you're in. This is what I want you to do. Now think about this for a minute. If you want to reconnect with your ancestors, okay, you have to stop thinking in terms of physical everything. You're not from none of these landmass bases. You're from the cosmos. You are cosmological beings. That's who you are. And you're living, you're functioning in these fleshly bodies that you're walking around in. You're not a man. You're not a woman. You're not a king or queen or president or none of these things. You are actually a god, conscious energy formed in flesh. And you have to stop thinking in terms of yourselves as men and women, because that's not who you are. You're much more powerful than that, okay? They have given you this concept of what a man is supposed to do, this concept of what a woman is supposed to do. They push these thought processes out to you to confuse you and keep you from being who you are. When you see that female, fellas, when you see that female, don't be worried about the body. Think about what's in that body. That's a god in there. You treat that like deity because that's what it is. You're engaged with deity. And sisters, when you see this guy, don't think about this guy as a man. That's a god in there. And you treat him like a god. Treat each other like gods because that's who you actually are. Stop playing the men and women mindset thing. Oh, well, God was a woman. Oh, well, God was a man. Hey, the entity that brought you into existence had to be both. Do you understand what I'm saying? And when you're in your spiritual form, you are both. You're both male and female. This is why when the child comes out, the chromosomes are split between the male and the female. Okay, because you're both in the physical sense. In the spiritual sense, you're both. You've always been both. Stop limiting yourself to these fleshly things. I misread the time. I got 2 minutes. Stop limiting yourself to this fleshly, physical stuff. Go into your spirituality and get that power that you need to do what you have to do. Unto reap what you sow is God's job to make people pay for what they have done. And until you start recognizing that you're God, these people ain't gonna never pay for what they done did. It's your responsibility to make them pay for their crimes. That's how they're thinking. The 1%, they know that they're God. And when you commit a crime, they know it's their responsibility to make you pay for the crime. They don't call on God. They send the popo after you, the SWAT team. We got about 90 seconds. They send the SWAT team, whatever they have to knock on your door. Yo, you robbed the bank. We coming to get you. You understand what I'm saying? Because they know their responsibility as God. Their responsibility as God is to maintain every God on the planet. That's your responsibility. Every man, woman, and child on the planet is your responsibility if you're God. Why do you think the 1% are growing so much food? Because it's their responsibility to feed the planet because they know who they are. We yelling at Monsanto this and my, but Monsanto is feeding millions of people because it's their responsibility. What's your response? If your responsibility just as a man, duh, you ain't gonna be doing so much. If your responsibility just as a woman, you're not gonna be doing much. But step up into the mind of God. Then you become responsible for everything, all the cosmos, everything You understand what I'm saying? Everything depends on your thought process. We got about 20 seconds here, okay? Mac, I'm going to let you give a shout-out about your show one more time, and then we're going to close it out, okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you, brother. I thank you for having introduced me to my show and for what I have been able to see here and learn.
You only got about 10 seconds, Mac. So give us a number. Tell us when you're on. You're gonna get the microphone cut off in a minute.
My show is every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. We don't take any holidays. 6 to 7 p.m. And the telephone number is 319-527-6199. Legacy of a Nation. And the main theme that runs through my show is that we must increase our awareness of who we
are. Sorry, Mac, we're out of time. Thank you so much. And all those who are listening, thank you so much for being in. And don't forget to check out Brother Mac's site. And we'll be here next Sunday. This is your brother Elohim signing off. And remember, love is an act to make others feel good. Go make somebody feel good today.
Be well, my brother. Peace. Be well. Mm-hmm.